Hello, hello, good evening.
You're now listening to Miss Samantha on the Caribbean Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Hello, world. It's another wonderful, wonderful episode of Waves of Change on this beautiful Friday evening. What's good about your Friday so far? I don't know, but Friday is such a feel-good day. Maybe it's because of the start of the weekend, but there is something special about Friday. About this particular Friday, there is something extraordinary, something extra special. And you will hear more about that later on in the show. So wherever you are listening from, welcome to another episode. And pretty much, we're just bringing the good news. That of things that are really happening around the world, and we are starting in our own corner. You are, of course, in tune to Caribbean Radio Show, where we call it the Knowledge Station, because there is rightly a little bit of everything. Knowledge is power, they say, and thank you for being here. This is your safe space. This is your safe place. It is a beautiful Friday, March 29th. And as the world turns, it will soon be April. Can you believe it? We just celebrated Christmas. Oh my, and the year is ending so fast. Well, you can be sure that we have another good lineup for you. So stay with me for the next 60 minutes. For your fun fact feature this week, we're going to be examining some Good Friday or Easter traditions. Later on, we're going to be joined by a very special guest who will tell us a little bit about how he is making an impact on lives in his corner. And that is what this show is about, creating change, making change, causing ripples of positive vibrations. Remember that the number to call to weigh in on any of our topics is 661-467-2407. That is 661-467-2407. Don't forget to hit that one on your keypad when you are ready to talk to me. So I am yours truly, Samantha, taking some time out now to just highlight Give Back Jamaica Group. It's a non-profit organization where they have the saying, whatever it takes to build a nation. They are working together to invest in the future of Jamaica right across this beautiful island. They're investing in education, investing in our children, so many schools, so many families, so many lives, so many individuals are touched and enriched by this group of like-minded individuals who saw it necessary to reach out to the most impoverished communities and are really working and making their mark. So we want to say big respect to the Give Back Jamaica group. You can follow us on Facebook at Give Back Jamaica. It is there you can follow our pages. You can scroll through and see the good work that are happening. Of course, to you, we want to make a difference. You can make a difference too. So that all who are in my hearing on this wave of change, this show, it is a show where we say all the time, and we'll continue to say it, living is giving and sharing is caring. So don't forget, follow us on Facebook at Give Back Jamaica, browse our page, and you can also, while you're there, follow us at crsradio.com to keep abreast with all that is happening. I am at your service, Samantha, on CRS Radio Network, and this is Waves of Change. For our fun fact feature this week, we will be focusing a little bit on Easter, right? What can I say? The Jamaican culture is so very rich and diverse. It is a huge melting pot, taken from and interwoven with so many other cultures from so many other ethnic groups right across the world. Those ethnic groups would have had reason to be here in Jamaica from pre-independent times. All right, now it's history class, so pull up your chair. So for example, we get the roti and the curry goat and the dal and bhat from the Indians. The roast yam and saltfish, we get it from Africa. Can you believe that the roast yam and saltfish that is such a delicacy here in Jamaica that we buy for so much on the North Coast and on the South Coast, that popular roast yam and saltfish was the staple and the protein food for the slaves? Yes, but no, it is a dish worth waiting for. And so, there are so many things that we get from so many different groups in Jamaica. But not only the food. Because in Jamaica here, we have a tendency to adopt some practices and some beliefs that were, some of them were proven to be myths. I don't know, some of them are truths. So you can weigh in on the conversation later on in the show. So you can call in. Call in and let me know, are these myths or truths? So I'm going to be just sharing some of them with you this afternoon as we go through our show. And you can tell me, and you can even correct me, right? Sometimes the teacher can learn from the student. So you can correct me to say whether this is so or not. Or you can say to me, no, that is not how it is done. But this is how we do it. This is how they did it in times past. This is how many, many persons are doing it now. And so you can weigh in on that by calling our line at 661-467-2407. And of course, the first thought, I know that you're maybe thinking that we're going to talk about bun and cheese. That is just a plain fact, right? So we know that we have bun and cheese at Easter. We have the fish. We have the delicacies, the pastries, like the puddings and so forth. Yes, so that's on the surface and it's obvious. But there's a fact that is rather very, very interesting. And I think it's even more interesting than the eating of the bun and the cheese and the fish. Because they say that while our friends in the diaspora, in America, in England, in Canada, are painting Easter eggs, our people in Jamaica are breaking the eggs in glass. Yes, they are breaking the eggs on Good Friday morning. And they say, they call it the future telling egg. So, I have never tried it. Right? I am not saying I believe in it. But so I am just giving you the tradition as they are practiced here in Jamaica by some persons. Myth or truth? So when you break the egg in the glass, you are supposed to see the white of the egg form, whether it's a wedding dress, whether it's a fetus, or whether it's a ship. And they say that when you see that, it means that you are going to either get married, you're going to be traveling soon, or you're going to be expecting a baby. I don't know. What do you think? But of course, the reverse is true because they say you can also see a coffin. And I'm sure nobody wants to see a coffin because we know what that means. It surely means death. And as you say in Jamaica, belief kills and belief cures. Can you imagine if one is someone and somebody break an egg and they see a coffin coming up, forming in the thing? That, what would that mean? Right, for the entire day, I'm sure you will be worrying and wondering about this death. But just a tradition, folklore, maybe myth, possibly. I'm not sure how the bite of the egg scientifically. Yes, it will diffuse in the water and it will form different things. But you can tell me, if you think there's any truth to this, have you ever tried it? I have never. So you can weigh in on that and let me know. All right, so that was the first of your fun fact feature. We are going to be exploring the other, though, right? exploring the other fun fact of Easter, because they say there is a special tree called the physic nut tree. I do hope that's the name of the tree, the physic nut tree. No, this tree is highly poisonous. But they say that on an Easter morning, if you cut this tree, you will see red running out of the tree. So that is to say, it would be like blood. But on the other mornings, I want to ask you, is it what color is the sap that runs from this tree? Is it white? Is it pink or so? Maybe I will have to try it one day. When I do find this physic nut tree, can't say I've ever seen one, but that is a belief that some Jamaicans have. And these are some of the things we really practice at Easter. Not me personally, so this is a disclaimer, I have never ever tried, but we know that we are steeped in the past, and so many persons have tried out these things, and they have shared it with us. Not sure, but as I said, maybe next Easter, definitely not this one, I will try to see how true they are. What do you think? Myth or fact? You are, of course, in tune to Caribbean Radio Show on your Caribbean Radio Network. And this is Samantha bringing you the waves of change. And so we will just want to take some time to say special hello to some persons, special respect to some persons. We want to just say special respect to the community of Springvale. We see you. We know some of you are listening. Last week we had an introductory show. I know we have more listeners this week. I know this is fairly new. I am grateful for the support and for the coaching that I have been getting from the greats like Dr. Ev and Mr. Terry Reed. And so we want to make each show a little bit richer and a little bit better. So we are in the practice of exploring culture. And a part of our culture is education. And so we will be bringing to you the persons who have been practicing this, who have been exploring, who have been making waves and making an impact in their communities. And so this is why we have waves of change. The pun is on the word waves, right? It is supposed to be the air waves or the radio waves, right? But also the waves that can take over and can just come up on the beach and erase what is not so good and create a positive, positive change. And so we want to just say very big, very, very big shout outs to the staff of the Springvale Primary and Infant School, past and present. We want to say this week, we had our sports day and the sun was really turned up. Even today, the sun is so hot. I'm not sure what's happening, but we seem to be having summer days in March and April. I'm happy we did not have to venture outside today. So we want to just say massive, massive respect to persons like Mr. John Dixon and Mr. Marquis James, who are two sponsors for our houses at Springvale, and they are doing a wonderful, wonderful job. They are the sponsors of the houses, and the houses are named after them. They are also a part of our Friends of Springvale group. And so we just want to take time out to say big, big respect to you. So thank you so much to all the persons who have been reaching out to you, to Springvale, to make a difference, really, to make a difference. And thank you for staying with us in the transitioning process, because we are going to create great, great things out of Springville. Is there anybody having a birthday today? Is there anybody celebrating love, celebrating anniversary, celebrating life? This is the show that we really focus on you, and we say that you are special. You are special in every way. And so we just want to take the time out to really, really big you up and to say that you are loved, you are cherished, and you are appreciated. So I just want to thank you for all of the things that you would have done and all of the things that you would have been doing. Waves of Change is the name of the show, and the station is the Caribbean Radio Show. We want to say that the egg in the cup and the bleeding tree, right? Those are two things that we got from the ancestors. So we want to say that it is not the belief of Caribbean Radio Show. We are just bringing you the fun facts. Remember last week we did a fun fact, what's the difference between joy and happiness? So this week we are just focusing on something Easter or Good Friday-ish, right? To say that those are the things that we would have been focusing on. Correct me if I am wrong, but those are the fun facts that we have. All right, so we will be shortly joined by Mr. Dabel Ellis, who will be coming to us from Springville. It is someone we're really proud to call a son, the son of Springville. He went to school there, although he has left the community, he has not left in spirit. So he's back time after time, doing little things, all that he can to create an impact. And that is what this show is really about, creating change and positive change anywhere we go. So we want to thank you so much to all persons, because it is not just a little group. There are so many persons trying in their own corner to do many, many things to make a change. So we want you to know that we see you. You did not have to be doing this. You did not have to be getting out of your way. You did not have to be creating the GoFundMe. And by the way, we look at our Facebook page at Give Back Jamaica. You will see a GoFundMe. Which for a very needed item. I am not going to say the name of the item here. You go on it and you look at it and you donate as you see necessary. We thank you in advance for what you have been doing and the changes that you've been making in the world. So we want to just say much love, much respect to you for doing all of that. Of course, it's another wonderful Friday. In future, we want to really bring in some persons who will really testify of what they are doing in their corner of the world, what they are doing in their community to create a positive change. Jamaica nice, Jamaica is sweet. And I remember one time I went to America that was the first time I was traveling, long, long ago, and I stayed a little while, so I think it was about 3 or 4 months, and that was very long for my first visit. So I remember I was walking on a plaza one day in a mall, that as they call it, and I heard a song. I heard one of my Jamaican songs, and I am not a dancer, right? But when I heard the song, it reminds me so much of Jamaica, because it has been such a long time that I had left my home. And so I really had to stop, and I really had to do a little dance right there and then. Because, not because I love the song, not because I can dance, but because it just brings back so many fun memories when I really hear my Jamaican beat, when I really can express myself. Jamaica nice, you know. Even our language, it is so rich, it is so diverse. We have so many things to boast about. All we need in Jamaica is just resources. All we need in our schools is just a little bit of help, just a little bit of outreach. And so the persons who are doing this, they did not get any prompting. They did not get any special gift from anyone, but they are doing it from their heart, and they are doing it with all the goodwill that they can. And so Give Back Jamaica is one such. Mr. Davel Ellis, who is really, really trying, as a young man, he's a very young man, he's really, really trying to do his very best in giving back and in creating a change in his space. And so we just want to really, really say how much we appreciate this. So we are working together and we are investing together, and we will make the future what we really want it to be. Not a dismal and dull outlook, as it seems to be at times, but we are really trying to make it a better place. We're healing the world, as they say, to make it a better place as we go along. So remember, the number to call, 661-467-2407. Remember to hit that number 1 to let us know that you are ready to speak to us. What other Easter tradition do you know of? What other thing you know, whether it's a myth or the truth, right? What other thing that you know that you would love to share with us, you would love us to know, maybe something we do not know about? Share your stories. 661-467-2407. The number to call if you want to weigh in at any time on this show. So we said we were doing our community feature, our community big ups, our community greetings. And so we want to greet everyone from the communities of Content, the communities of Barrie, communities of Wakefield, communities of Bogwalk. That's our environs. Those are the communities that we serve from day to day. So those are the persons who we really rely on. Those are the persons who are keeping the school going. Those are the persons that we really, really depend on. And now we seem to be getting a caller. Hello, good evening.
Good morning, teacher. I'm in the school today.
Oh, it's Granny. Granny, I was wondering where you are, you know. I was wondering.
Tell you something, yes, good old chap, you know. And you know, it's put there not too good. And yeah, tell you, yeah, try walk fast, you know, but he rocks the one there in that area. Yeah, make a no make school for nothing. Me not like late, you know. But me wonder if me miss anything. So no. I didn't tell me, say, who I listen for me, you know, because me have some people come up by yard, yeah, listen, you know. Because me tell them, me walk around, you know, and me go to shop peers out there. And me tell the people, people them say, one nice teacher, the funny people, the lady, you know, and them say, oh, me say, the lady went to our Springville school. And they say, and the lady, lady say, Banta, why, yeah, it's a one nice woman, you know. And me say, yeah, well, I want them, no, the little fat lady there. And me say, why should I give out? I think somebody I talk to some. But Granny, I do up me a make ma. But him tell me say no, you talk about Easter. But
yes,
you're
yes.
A young picnic girl, you know. You don't know about Easter.
No,
we
I don't.
Know the people. No, let me tell you something. You dry your tears, you don't have it. Let me tell you something. At Easter time, you know, and me I tell you, me don't know. Then say you didn't talk about the whole Easter tradition also. So you must talk about the egg. Me didn't yes. Say the egg, you know. And me wouldn't like to tell you when me see nothing in the class. I tell you that, man. Yes, it's too late to come on. But may I tell you something? I hold it back. In a foreign, you know, me hear say people they hunt and look the egg. Me, what kind of foolishness that is?
Yes, while they're hunting eggs, we're breaking eggs.
So me tell you say, a man in time, you know, like this morning, so me wake up early before his son come out, you know. You break egg, I'm putting that, you know, to make it, you know, a white part and a red part. You can make a red part going right. And that farm, the magic, something. And then you have a monkey, his son come in a glass, you know. So in a place where his son come. And at that tell, you know, a choosing thing, you know what? You know, some of my people, and we're going to go for it. I hope your man then is so good. And you'll be home by then, too. But I tell you, he glassed there. I want you, same thing. No, but you.
I had no idea.
Yes, and they must see that tree. He must see that tree. I didn't know where everybody, you know, usually come. I must see that tree when me live here. I know only Baba see that tree is about the place. And everybody I come to get them like a chap.
Yes.
And that true teacher. When you chap, he must see that tree. It a bleed because he must see that tree where Jesus then can cross for, you know. You don't know
so tell me something, Granny, though. So that must see that tree. When you chop it on another day, what color come out there?
Love, teacher. You know, we ask them things that you can chop a tree. No other day, but today. And when you can't do that at all.
Yes. Now I know. Oh, God. I was wondering where you were because you always just come and just lively up the show. What would we do without you?
Lord have mercy, I like you not to know. Me like your bad teacher. But can't tell the teacher.
Yes.
Then you can send one eye pick me then with one eye bone from HTV, see me now?
We can definitely arrange that, Granny.
But would I love that, you know. Listen, me dry song, me like a coffee, you know, but me provide chocolate tea. Chocolate tea, it tastes good, you know. But a whole heap of time, you see, me not like drink it too hot, you know, kind of burn up my tongue. But me love it when you hide the pan on the top. Lord, that was kind of nice, sir.
Right. I remember the chocolate tea. Yes.
No, it's coffee tea, man. It's chocolate tea.
Chocolate.
You know, me when me younger, you know, me usually a couple chocolate tea down a bush, then, you know. But now me put again bad and me can't walk down there. But the boy then pick off the chocolate. And you know what we usually do, teacher? We bust the chocolate and just suck off the seed, then you know. It's nice.
Yes, I remember that. That's nice, Granny.
And then let me give you a little something now. Then we take it and we put it in our sun and we dry it up.
Right.
A little grain them and we dry that. And when we dry it now, we get one dutchie. You know, no dutchie, yeah, teacher.
You know, I don't have any dutchie, but I have to get one. I promise myself I'll get a Dutch pot.
Man, teacher, then it food can nice if you not had that typical cookie,
I have to get one.
Yes, ma'am. So you have your little dutchie, and you make up if I out and do it, you know, because I'm not stove in a yard, see how we know. I'm here. Yeah, top old stool. May I hear you? Yes. May I have get them pick me there for make up little fire out a door. May make up a fire and put on a dutchy. I make it dutchy hot. Yes. And me put the chocolate, the little chocolate something that in a little bud. You look around chocolate something. Let me call it seed.
And you
get one something and you turn them over mm-hmm. till you see the little outside eye dry and crisp. And when it dry and crisp, you throw them out. And you hand them not so good like to me, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So me I wall up in charcoal them and then something I have. We can't take it on this for me and bad, you know. So,
you have to be careful.
Yes, man. So if you know, like it had this, then you have to make them cool a little bit, but you can't make them cool too long. Because when it hot, you get off a little shell off of them.
Okay.
Yes, man.
Okay.
And when that happened, you know, we have with Martha. You know the Martha yard?
No, but I'm
you
going
know,
to get
near Martha.
Yeah,
I don't know, you're picking up. How are you set, Tommy? Then you know, if you have only come out here, and when you have a blender, same thing, them now, then they'll make you something nice, man.
Okay.
So anyway, so you get your matter, and we can make matter too, you know, you can get a nice sour for them and dig out in our middle, and then you get one something there, say, put here. And then when you get it to put it on, you know, you just slam it, till it come nice and round. And you see the hyla come out tight. And when the hyla come out tight, you take it out in matter, and you roll it up in your hand like one little ball teacher. And you
roll it.
You catch, yes, and you catch one eye banana, leave them, and you put them out and make them dry and come out. And that's all. You use that to make it tea with little cinnamon leaf and little nutmeg meal. You can't forget that, you know.
This is
anyway, teacher, I'm going to tell you not no more. Because you know you have people that go and call you. Me will call you back later. Call me tired. Yeah, no, me just come from shop. Me so come back.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You always make such a big difference. We thank you. And take care of yourself, Granny, and walk good.
Thank you, Tiffany.
All right. So we want to thank Granny, always weighing in on the issues that we're discussing. This week we're discussing some traditions we have, traditions of Easter. And now we will be going back to the lines because we have our guest for today. Mr. Ellis, good afternoon, Mr. Ellis. Good afternoon.
Hi. Greetings to you guys at CRS Radio Network. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's really a pleasure and an honor to connect with you in such a way. The world is hearing you.
Indeed.
The world is listening. And so we are going to just be talking a little bit to you about the difference that you are making as a young man in your community. And so we want to just welcome you to the show, Waves of Change it is called, because what we're trying to do is to create positive change, starting with our corner until it spreads throughout the world. So, Mr. Ellis, just tell us in a few sentences, just tell us a little bit about you, yourself. Who is Davel Ellis?
Sure, pleasure. Let me first say Happy Easter to everyone, and I hope that the celebration is geared towards our Savior, which is Jesus Christ, who will die and rose for our sin, that we could be here one more chance. Davil Ellis, a little boy from the country in the bush of Springvale, Bogwalt, then Catherine to be exact. Springvale Primary School was where I attend.
Yes, proudly.
Attended the basic school first in Springvale, then move on to the primary school. Afterwards, I move on to the Bogwalk High School, now called Enid Bennett, where I did agriculture, which was my favorite subject. I did so well that I get distinction in that area. Yes, indeed. So agriculture has always been my passion. I later move on to work at the West Indies Alumina Company, where they produce bauxite and alumina, where I step up the ladder from different stages. I was sent to CMU to get further knowledge and guidance as to the operation.
Oh, all right. So Dr. Ellis, you will have to call back because the call has been dropped. And while we're waiting on Dr. Ellis to come back, we are going to just take another caller. Very interesting story, but very powerful young man. And so we really, really hope that he can reconnect with us for us to hear the rest of his story. All right. Good afternoon, caller. You're live.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Well, I've been listening to your story. I've been listening to that lady, Granny Red, fantastic lady. I just think she's
so darling.
Much fun.
She is a darling.
I wouldn't mind getting some of her chocolate tea. I think, you know, I remember as a child just drinking the chocolate tea hop to, like Granny said, it burn up her tongue.
With the oil on the top.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yes.
So thank you so much. I did get an opportunity to listen to you and to your show last week. It was fantastic. I am happy that I'm able to catch you this week. And for this beautiful, religious, for those of us who are religious, an opportunity to celebrate some bun and cheese along with the religion and some nice fried fish.
Right. Yes.
So anyway, I'm not going to keep you. Just saying hi and bye. I know you have may have other folks trying to call in. So thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling. All right. Bye-bye. All right. So we were waiting to reconnect with our guest, special guest for this evening. Let us see. Good afternoon.
I am back.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Ellis.
Oh, yes.
We lost you there.
My bad.
Right.
Yes. Thank you.
Right.
So
yes.
I was saying I really went to the Springvale Primary School where I had developed that love for agriculture because I remember I was into 4-H.
Yes.
And I remember we were doing a project and you were one of our teachers. I don't know if you remember when we were doing that folk project. We went to a nearby farm to get some chicken. And when we get the chicken, we come back with over 1,000 eggs.
Come on, Paul's.
So when the teacher come in the morning, the teacher was like, the fall only is so much egg overnight. My goodness.
Yes.
Really, we really enjoyed those days, and school was great. You being one of our teachers, Ms. Catherine James, Monica Henry, and the others were fantastic teachers.
Yes.
Indeed.
I see your caller go ahead, Mr. Ellis.
I was saying I work at West Indies Alumina Company, where I work as a process operator. I have now elevated to the senior level where I am a senior process operator. I also do, which I do best, is farming. I a cattle farmer to be exact. I rear cattle on a intensive system, which I am looking to expand. And I'm happy to say that the good Lord had blessed me with some lands that I have received the lease. So in the next weeks or so on, I'll be into a different parish doing expanding the scope of farming, really. I am the president of a farmers group in Springvale and Lime Walk, where I am the president, and it's just to get farmers involved and, you know, just to boost them up for agriculture, because the truth and the fact is agriculture is everything, and we need to look at that carefully.
Mm-hmm. So you are not 30 years old yet. I'm sure you're not reached 30.
April, today is the 1st of April, so the 15th actually of this month, I'll be 30.
Wow. So, because I remember you, I'm still seeing you as a little boy. I'm still seeing you as a child. But so that is why I am so immensely proud of you and the man that you have really become. For such a young man to be achieving so many things coming out of Springvale Primary School. So you did touch a little bit on what you are doing to impact the community. You did touch on the fact, and I know for sure, that you are the president of the farmers group. So you are investing in the farmers. And I know that you have many connections with RADA and HyPro and all of those places. I know for sure. Talk to us a little bit about what the other things that you are doing for the community. I know you did a treat. I think it was in the holiday? There was some connection between you and the Canadians. Yes. Talk to us a little bit about
indeed. It was a collaboration with the farm workers from the United States and Canada, where they see it necessary to give back to the community. They specifically try to reach out to the younger kids, like from your school, the primary school, and even high school kids also benefited from the initiative. They bring books and pencils, crayons, backpacks, bicycles. They give away a scholarship. This is the first we are doing this, and they give a scholarship of $25,000 to one of a young Brittany who also was, I think, was visiting Springvale School, and she has now matriculated to the University of West Indies, where she is doing her studies, and that $25,000 grand prize was given to her, and we are looking this year to double it and even triple it and go a bigger way to really impact the community, because we see change, and change is real, and we all have a very significant part to play.
Thank you so much. Because you see, the aim of this show, I see your caller, and I will soon get to my other callers. But the aim of this thing is to really showcase Springvale, to really showcase what we are doing. Further on in the show, in other episodes, I'll be reaching out to some other schools, because we are in collaboration with a wonderful group of people called Give Back Jamaica, and they are creating waves also. So you are creating your waves too, Mr. Ellis. And so we just want to say how much we appreciate you. And because of you, we see all the good that has come out of Springvale Primary and the good that will continue to come out. Of course,
I like how you said it.
A farmer. I love it.
And the truth is, I have always think about Springvale Primary School, because I really am praying to God, because it's a start to where I'm going now and what I really want to give back. Because I haven't started really. It's just a synopsis of what is to come. But I am assuring you that as the good Lord blessed me, my ultimate aim is to give back in a very positive way that will impact the lives of the kids, and to ensure that we nurture them. We can kind of give them some form of assistance to help them on their educational path. Because I remember I saw my parents, they didn't go to high school, some of them drop out, they didn't get to go to university. So we want to see that change. I remember going to school, there was just a little whole car in the community. Things change. I didn't know I was going to own a car. And things are just changing. I am, you know, God has been so good and change is real. And everyone can receive a change if you believe it, because all things are possible and change is coming from Springvale and bigger change are coming with God in the vessel.
We believe that. I always call you Dr. Ellis because, you see, I love you for that because you are so positive, right? And I am pronouncing Dr. Ellis on you. So I had another question to ask you, but you kind of touched on it already, because I just feel that that is your fondest primary school memory. I was going to ask you, what is your fondest memory from primary school? You have always been a leader, by the way. You have always been a strong leader. Like how you led those boys
indeed
to get those chickens and so on. So is there any other memory that you have you can share with us in closing?
Yes, indeed. I remember I was in devotion one morning, and Catherine James called and said, Pastor, it was referring to me, and said, come and pray. So from an early stage, really, the title pastor, doctor, and all of those names was given to me. Even one of my uncle called me his attorney, because the way I try to represent them and try to stand out in a positive way. The truth is, it's just because of the good teaching that I have received at Springvale Primary School that has brought me on to higher learning. And the truth is, I always wanted to be a veterinarian because I like to deal with animal, and just the science around it is just so incredible. And you know, I really see the possibility. I'm still 30, still have a lot of time to go. You might be surprised to see the changes.
Yes. So
definitely.
You have just connected, Dr. Ellis. I see those hands. I see those lights flashing. We'll get to you in a minute. But you have made such an impact at such a tender age that we saw it fit to bring you on. This show will be about showcasing what persons are doing in the diaspora to help children, really, to help Jamaica, to help education. But I kind of took it upon myself. I saw it fit to start with our own, in our own corner, our own product, your product of Springvale. You came from the start and you never left until you graduated. And you are now a successful farmer, a successful process operator, a successful family man. I didn't hear for that part. You are a successful family.
Oh, yes. Oh. How could I leave out that? I am a husband.
You're a
beautiful wife who is a teacher, who is also helping the young minds to go on to higher learning. I have two boys.
Yes.
And I am planning on the girl in sometime in the future. But definitely I'm a family man. And I really appreciate, I listen to you carefully. I appreciate the fact that you had invited me to speak. And, you know, because the truth is, our intentions are pure and we want to see success and success alone. And that is our intention. I want to especially big up Peter Mako, because we have intention for Springvale School. And I know that things are going to happen. We see that as even an agricultural hub for the school, because the space is right and ideal to have an agricultural area. And being involved where you can also feed the kids, where they can have a breakfast program, you name it, it can feed the kids. So we are looking at those things, and I know that the good Lord will allow us to make that happen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we really do appreciate your time. We really do appreciate
Dr. Ellis, I'm sorry, button in
go
here.
Ahead.
This is Dr. Ev, and I am absolutely blown over. I am sitting here and just thank you, Teach, for inviting me into your show.
Yes.
But I'm really blown over when I hear of past students actively giving forward, giving back to their community. I'm extremely, extremely excited. But Dr. Ellis, I am going to challenge you. You're a man who, for me, I'm a farmer's first more than anything else in the world.
Wow.
Everywhere I go, I have, let me tell you, other ladies have a lipstick in their bag. I travel always with a little tube of seeds. I never leave my seeds. So I have a seed bank everywhere I go. And I'm also encouraging, you know, everybody to have a seed bank. My dad, and I know your show is about almost over, but I'm just trying to get this, and I hope you'll invite me to talk about it, how these older folks had their seed bank and was so invested in the earth. But what I want to challenge with you, Dr. Reed, is to see on behalf of Give Back Jamaica for us to collaborate and have a coop, the same chicken and eggs you talk about, and have a coop where we can produce chicken and eggs for the school, because I am very, very, very well invested in the Springvale School, and thanks to I talk about one of the I know of a great teacher. Maybe you're too young to know her name, Mrs. Irving, M.L. Irving from Spanish Town. And I'm going to be dubbing, which has the, when you talk about primary education, not only in Jamaica, but the entire Caribbean, that's how powerful we are. And when you meet a teacher that is able to change lives and make waves, this is what we see here in none other than, we call her, dub her now, Lady Samantha. So I would like to challenge you to join Give Back Jamaica in helping to support a chicken coop where we have eggs and poultry in order to help support the lunch program, of which I am very invested with. So that's a challenge for you.
I love that. I am on board. I would never give that up for something else. Definitely, Doctor. Remind me of your name again, please.
Doctor F. Just call me Doctor F.
L. Okay. Yes, Doctor. So
Mr.
I Ellie, definitely
Dr.
will
Dr.
keep
Ellie,
on the
just
class.
A minute. Just a minute, Doctor Ellie. So Doctor F would have been one of our partners in school. She is. She has a very vested interest, as she said, in Springvale Primary. And she's on board as one of our friends, one of our sponsors. And so I am happy for this connection now, so that we can, because your interest is agriculture, her interest is agriculture and other things. So you may respond to that now, Dr. Ellis.
Indeed. I really like her interest. And very rarely, at least we're seeing things change now, where many ladies, female women, are being involved in agriculture, and this really is something that really drives my, you look at it, just turn on something inside of me, and I'm ready, because we need to feed our community, we need to feed our kids, because a hungry child cannot learn. A hungry child cannot learn. But when a child have a full belly, they are pumped to learn and to excel and be whatever they want to be. So I'm on board. The kids need to be fed. And I like that initiative, Doc.
Well, hey, we got work to do. We got some fowl to grow up, some chicken eggs together. And I think, when I think about it, I'm just thinking, when you have a model school and a model education, and for a young man like you to come up and be moving along as fast because of the foundation of great teachers like Mrs. James, Lady Samantha,
yes,
and all the other people there, we have to stand up with them. There are
folks
that we talk and we talk, and nobody won't put them shoulder to the wheel. And this is what that I am committed to, and someday you will understand more why I'm so committed to this school. But for the time being, for those people who are here in my voice, we have not oftentimes you find a teacher who is so fierce with education, and we want to stand up beside Lady Samantha and bring out another many more Dr. Ellis's like yourself.
Yes.
So to come forward to the school and to bring forward and to continue to pass the light and to continue to bring our nation and change lives rather than the other way around. And those of us who are in the diaspora, please, it is not so difficult to reach forward. We criticize what's going on in Jamaica first thing, but nobody say, hey, how can we go back and put a little something that this may avert some of these bad influence? Jamaica, as you see, is one of the greatest everything that you can think of. We're great in everything. We're the greatest at the badness, and we're greatest at the goodness, too. In our bloodstream, in our country, the highest position in the United States of America is the bloodline of a Jamaican guy. Can you not take a breath of that? A little tiny little spot on the dot of Jamaican. Where on earth have we not made an impact? And I am not only challenging because it's a fact, but there are many more, Dr. Ellis. We put our effort together that is going to be coming up on the Springvale under the tutelage of Lady Samantha. We need to lift her up. We need to empower her. We need to do every single thing that when it comes on, we drop the crown on her head because she
indeed
will change, help to change our nation.
Yes.
That's what we're out for. And that's the kind of commitment that I would love everybody hearing. If we can come together, we're not going to be a thousand of us, you know, but steadfast, a couple of us, and stalwa and stand up, we can change Jamaica. Not only change one life, but change Jamaica. The ripple effect of good, strong learning and good, strong knowledge in somebody who cares, triple effect, the domino effect, international. That is exactly what we're looking for, and we will achieve, because we know it's a fact, because you are one of the products coming out of the little bush there, up in the hilltop on the rock store.
Yes, this is powerful. This connection is indeed powerful, and already I am taking steps, Dr. Ev, to connect you with Dr. Ellis so that he can become, well, he's already a part of us. He's already very much there. And so we want to just make the connection just more powerful in every way. Don't leave Dr. Ellis.
We have a call out to Jamaica. I'm 692.
Yes.
Good evening.
Yes,
welcome into the show.
Yes, I'm going to take that call now. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Mr. Brown, Hopeton Brown here. How are you?
Mr. Brown, we are well. We're on fire.
Lady Sam, how are you today?
I am doing well. Anything, when it comes to the passion of education and the passion of Springvale, I am right there.
I am just checking in, and I'm loving what I'm hearing. This is good, great progress. This makes me feel great on a Friday afternoon, Friday evening.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
All we want is some nice Easter bun now and some good cheese. Yum. Some chocolate tea.
But this is. I just want to thank you so much, though, for those who really stay with us, those who believe in us. It's not always easy because we are a little dot, and it's kind of easy to overlook us. But programs like this that we have. Possibly scores of persons listening right now, it is not only putting Springvale on the Jamaica map, but it is putting Springvale on the world map. And so we are going to be sharing it with our friends in the diaspora who may not be able to listen in live, but we want them to know that they can also listen to the broadcast after, and for future shows, they can come in and weigh in on the conversations that we are having. Can I just take another call quickly? This caller has been holding. Thank you, callers. Don't leave. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, 0479. Hello, good afternoon. All right. So, caller has dropped. All right. So we just want to thank you all for the interest, for your passion that you have displayed here this evening. Dr. Ellis, you have done us proud, and I can't not say that. I know that I have told you before, but we know, and then we know that there are so many others like you. So what we will try to do, we have on the books the plan to form a past students association, because the thing is that Springvale needs all the help it can get.
Yeah.
And so you
I
are
agree.
A leader. You have been a leader from ever since. And so you are in a good position to really, really carry out that mandate. I implore you that, as Dr. Ev said, to join with the Give Back Jamaica group, making waves across Jamaica, not only in Springvale, because in future we are going to be interviewing the principals from Ginger Ridge, Gibraltar, and all of those schools that they have made an impact. Right? So I'm not going to be selfish and say Springvale. Of course, we want Springvale to go up there. but we want to highlight the good work that they have.
Yes, right. You have to spread the love.
All over. Any last words, Dr. Ellis and then Dr. Ev?
Yes, indeed. I really would like to also make a call, a plea to those persons who can assist, because really and truly, if we want to get rid of crime, if we want to get rid of a negative culture, we need to invest in education. We need to ensure that our kids, our students are fed. We need to ensure that they have access to good internet connection, good tablet, computer, to motivate them to press on and know that technology is real, and education and whatever they want to achieve in life, they can, because we are making a positive impact in their life. So I'm imploring you guys, whatever you can do. I hear the saying said, little is much when God is in it. And it will stretch when you reach out with a clean hand and a pure heart. The kids will be happy.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was our pleasure having you here. Dr. Ev? All right, Dr. Ev seemed to have lost her. But I just want to express my gratitude again to you. And we know that this is not just talk. Sometimes we talk, but then we are going to be following through in a powerful way with the actions now. This is waves of change, purposefully set out to put Springvale on the map, to put Give Back Jamaica on the map of the world, to just spread the good news a little bit further, to just share the broadcast, and so that we can reach as many, many persons as we can. We want to say thanks to you, Mr. Brown, the man on the ground, where I always say, for making things happen. So you are the arm, you are the practical arm of the Give Back Jamaica group. And so we want to just end the show. We are sure we are ending on a positive. We are sure we are ending with action. We are sure we are ending very proud of the product of Springvale Primary School. God bless you. Thank you. And whatever it is that you do for the rest of the Easter, do have a wonderful, wonderful time. So take care and walk good.